Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, here we go. Another Friday afternoon. It's hot. Very little chance of rain today, but it is going to be another hot afternoon. Hey, we've got a lot to talk about this afternoon. It is, first of all, Free for All Friday, which means we can talk about just about anything, but I really don't want to get too serious. In all honesty, the first hour, we do have a few serious things to deal with, but we're going to get it out of the way in the first hour. And if you want to join us with a comment, I'll have the Mortgage Financial talk and text line for you here in just a moment. I hope you're getting ready for a fun weekend. I mean, as much fun as you can have during the pandemic. Right now, reach over and crank it up, because this is what you've been working for. All right, so let's get into it. As I say, we've got a couple of serious things to touch on, but for the most part, we're going to try to have fun today because it is Free for All Friday on the show. And again, as I say at the beginning of every weekend, it seems like, I don't know, this week just flew by. It really did. I hope you can find something to do this weekend that makes it feel like the weekend. Even though I'm working every day, and I'm still doing the show from my apartment in downtown New Orleans, I look for things that make it feel like the weekend. Some of the great, fun, exciting things that I do as a talk show host, I get to drive my car out to Metairie, go to the store, go to a couple of different stores and pick up everything. I get to drive back downtown, park near my apartment building, unload the groceries into my apartment, then go back down to my car, then go park my car in the garage near the station about 7 blocks away, and then walk back. So that's one of the great things that I have to look forward to. But I have to tell you, you know what, and I hope you think about these things as well. As much as that is a pain in the ass, I think back when I first moved back here, and I literally had nothing. I wish I would have had the opportunity to get in my car and go to the store. So even some of the things that, you know, are kind of a pain in your life, try to look back on when things were different. And so even though what I do at the grocery store, it ain't fun. It is a chore. Sometimes it's 2.5 hours, 3 hours of a Saturday or a Sunday, usually a Saturday. And it's not something I look forward to, but yet I enjoy it because I know I can do it. And there was a time that I could not do that. All right, if you want to join us with a comment on this Free for All Friday, the Mortgage Financial talk and text line is 504-260-1870, 504-260-1870. Governor Edwards is responding to a federal class action lawsuit filed against him by several bar owners in the Arcadiana region. With all that you know about the spread of the coronavirus, do you think bars should be allowed to open? That is our WWL interactive poll. It's on our website, WWL.com. Give us your opinion. We'll give you an update in just a few minutes. So did you watch the game last night, the Jazz and the Pelicans? Let me go to Mark Menard, who is our studio producer this week, because Ian Hoke is on vacation this week. He'll be back on Monday. And Mark, first of all, I want to tell you, thank you for coming in here and doing the show. Mark and I worked together when I first went full-time on WWL and was doing 8 to midnight. a few years back, and Mark was my producer, and he did a great job and advanced to full-time during the day, and I hated to lose him, but I was really proud of him for doing that. Mark is working noon to 8 p.m. all this week. And Mark, I appreciate that. You know, I talk a lot about work ethic on the show. This shows a lot of strong work ethic. So thank you for your contribution. And I know that Mark is very involved in sports. You hear Mark do Sports Update, and sometimes Mark will do a sports. He's done Sports Talk. He'll do the sports report in the morning. So Mark's very involved in sports. Mark, what did you think of the Pelicans last night? What you saw of the game?
I thought it was, you know, it was a little heartbreaking at the end to see him, you know, miss that final shot that could have won the game. But I'm optimistic about this Pelicans team and what they can get accomplished here in these eight games. I know it got off to a rocky start, but, you know, we saw a lot of good things in that game. The turnovers kind of got to them at the end, and they still need to really work on how they close games out. But Utah is a team that has traditionally never matched up well for the Pelicans and generally has their number, and a lot of times the games look a lot worse than that. So the fact that they had a chance at the end to hit a game-winning shot and it just didn't fall, to me that's an improvement over what they've done against the Jazz in the past. So I'm looking forward to, you know, they'll be back on the court tomorrow to play the Clippers, and I'm looking forward to see what they look like in that game. That's going to be another tough one.
Yeah, the Pelicans lost 106 to 104. And did you agree with them going for the win? They went for the three-point shot at the end as opposed to going for a tie?
It was a good look, you know, and the shot, you know, looked like it was going to go down, and then it just kind of rattled out.
It was in the hole. It just kind of battered back and forth and bounced out.
I think if the shot goes that far down and comes out, you can't really argue with the shot selection. It was there, and it looked like it was going in, and sometimes the ball just doesn't fall your way.
All right, Mark. Again, thanks for your work this week on the show, and thanks for your expertise in the basketball area. So the NBA opened its regular season last night in Orlando, and the Pelicans lost to the Jazz 106 to 104. Heartbreaking, but it was a fun game to watch. The entire teams of the Pelicans and the Jazz knelt during the playing of the national anthem. In the early 1980s, the NBA established a rule that every player must stand during the national anthem. But NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says that the league would respect our team's unified act of peaceful protest for social justice. And under these unique circumstances, we will not enforce the longstanding rule of requiring standing during the national anthem. And I believe the standing of the national anthem controversy started with a player whose name was Chris Jackson when he played basketball at LSU. And Chris Jackson became Muslim, and I think his name was Mahmoud Aboud or some, I forget his exact Muslim name. But anyway, he, because of his religion, he would not stand during the national anthem. And I believe that's when the NBA created this rule that players must stand during the national anthem. The NFL never had that, but the NBA did. But Commissioner Adam Silver says if the players want to kneel, they can. And last night, the players locked arms and they knelt during the national anthem. Some players wore Black Lives Matter shirts to warm up. J.J. Redick of the Pelicans is a white, and he was among the players kneeling last night. He was asked to respond to President Trump's comment that for any player that kneels during the national anthem, the game is over. And Redick said, first of all, I don't think anybody in the NBA cares if President Trump watches basketball. As far as his base, I think every tweet of his is meant to divide and incite. Should NBA players be punished for kneeling during the national anthem? And I'm sure a lot of people were bothered. I wasn't, but I'm sure a lot of people were bothered by the big, bold letters, Black Lives Matter, painted on the court itself. Again, if you want to join us with a comment on this free-for-all Friday afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870, 504-260-1870. And again, I want to remind you that We're going to take care of the serious stuff early in the show. And I'm going to replay a conversation that I had with Joe Bouchard. Joe Bouchard was one of the founding members of Blue Oyster Cult. And he's got a new album out that is being released today. And we'll talk about that. I'll replay the conversation. It was a fun conversation with this guy. And I love to talk to these retro rockers, these guys from the past. I love to get their perspective on life today and talk about what they went through. And anyway, it was a fun conversation, so we're going to play that back. Okay, so I'm getting some text here about Chris Jackson's Muslim name. I'm sorry, I didn't know that. Mahmoud Abu Mahmoud Abdul Rauf. Okay, I think that's Rauf. Rauf, I think that's it. Mahmoud Abdul Rauf. Is that right, Mark?
It's Mahmoud Abdul Rauf.
Mahmoud Abdul Rauf. Okay, thank you. All right. I think that's when that whole thing started. But I also want to talk about something else that's happened today. Well, actually, it happened late yesterday. Documents were released late yesterday establishing a relationship between Ghislaine Maxwell and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. And I thought this was fascinating. A few names have been mentioned. One of the names mentioned does not surprise me at all. We'll talk about that when we come back. Again, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Some of the players, all the players last night were not standing for the national anthem of the NBA game. They were kneeling. Is that okay? I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. It's Free for All Friday, and we talked about the DNC and legalizing marijuana. You know, I can tell you, doing the show from my apartment here in downtown New Orleans, I've got papers everywhere. I mean, I'm used to having this all in my office at the station. I've got all this stuff around here. So I have not cleaned up my room. This room is a mess, and I'm not even high. So I don't really have an excuse. From the North Shore, Greg, you are on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, man, I'm trying to follow your show. You're a bit all over the place there, Scoot. But let's start with the
Free for All Friday.
That's a good thing. I heard something Bobby Hebert said about the Pelicans last night. And I hate to single out this kid, but Lonzo Ball, and you know his father is very controversial. But yes. I think that's the weakest link on our team. We have scorers, you know, 1-5. Drew Holiday could play the point. This kid from Virginia, I think, off the championship team, collegiate championship team, Alexander, he played in those couple of scrimmages and he's a shooter, somewhat like Stephon Curry. And if he gets in the lineup as the number two shooting guard, I think we take off just as good as a Golden State Warrior team. So that's my comment. I forget what your other topics are about, but you know you got a good showing up. I'll continue.
Well,
to
thanks.
Listen.
Do you think Alonzo Ball is not living up to his potential?
He's a point guard, and he can throw those lobs perfectly designed. You know, I mean, you can see a half court lob design. But man, you know, if you don't have a shooter in your starting five, that's what's going to win your championships. You know, you can. Remember the veteran, I forget his name, from the Celtics, the guy who was a point guard, played with us last year, I believe. A great assist guy, but you have to have everyone in your lineup scoring 1-5 in this league. So.
Well, you know what's interesting? When you bring that up, you know, I was in San Antonio when Dennis Rodman was with the Spurs, and even when he was with the Bulls, he was the same. It was really interesting that Rodman couldn't shoot worth a damn, not even free throws, but that guy would get rebounds, and so it was worth it to have him on the court. I loved watching him play because, man, he was a magnet for that ball.
Yeah, well, you know, you look at a Jason Kidd, say, forget the kid in Phoenix for years, they were great assist guys, But they could score, you know, at the point guard position. Yeah. You got to have it, Scoot. You know, why waste the draft pick? I think Alexander was number five overall in the entire draft. Yeah. So, you know, come on, man. And the other coach, before the coach we have now, remember, he sat down Anthony Davis like half the season waiting for him to, quote, mature. It's silly. These kids are ready to play when they come to the NBA. So that's my point.
Well, Zion looks great. Hey, Greg, have a great weekend, and I'm glad you're listening to our show. Here is a text that says, the nun suit kicked it off the chain, Scoot, you rocked last night. Well, yeah, a few comments about 80s night last night. I hope I am forgiven for what I did. Here's a text. Scoot, I'm 67 years old, and I am still thrilled that I have a washer and a dryer. The old days of lugging it all to the laundromat, I didn't seem to mind that at the time, however. And I get that, too. And so, seriously, when I had this chore to do on the weekends of going to the store, which, again, it's not the easy. There's a Rouse's downtown. But there's things that I want at Trader Joe's and Whole Foods, so I go out to Metairie and make the rounds. But, you know, I park seven blocks from my apartment at the station garage. And so it's, you know, it's not an easy chore to do the groceries and unload them. But as unfortunate as I feel like it is at the time, as uncomfortable and inconvenient as it is, I feel grateful that I can do it. Here's a text. Hi, Scoot. Happy Friday. Love how you share from your personal journey with all of us. You are most humble, positive, and always have been. We are blessed to have you come home. That's from Kathy on the North Shore. Kathy, thank you very much for that. Here's a text that says, you want to kneel? Kneel. But this was over the top. Sports is an escape from social matters. You couldn't escape it. We're done with sports for a long time at this point. I don't need it. Won't watch any longer. You know, I know that there are people who feel that way. But it just happens before the game even starts. It doesn't happen during the game. And so if it has that kind of residual effect on you from the beginning of the game into the game, then so be it. I understand that. I wouldn't let that bother me if I wanted to watch the game. All right, so we're all asking this question. Who were some of the powerful men that allowed Jeffrey Epstein to arrange sexual encounters with underage girls? When Jeffrey Epstein was arrested and ultimately convicted as the leader of this sex trafficking ring involving underage girls, there was a morbid curiosity as to the identity of the rich, powerful men that had sexual encounters with young girls. When Epstein was found dead in his jail cell, allegedly from a suicide, it seemed that hopes of learning who the men were died too. Well, now Epstein's girlfriend and alleged partner in the sexcapades, Ghislaine Maxwell, has been arrested. She's sitting in jail. And we're still hoping now to learn the identity. Maybe this is alive again, learning the identity of some of these powerful men. Court documents involving Maxwell have now been released after her attorneys unsuccessfully attempted to block the release of the material to the media. U.S. District Judge Loretta Preska ordered the documents unsealed. They were unsealed late yesterday. Among the powerful names allegedly involved in Epstein's twisted world of perverted underage sex include former President Bill Clinton, Britain's Prince Andrew, who's been quite often mentioned as somebody who is apparently involved. And by the way, Prince Andrew is not cooperating with the authorities. It's almost like he's seeking shelter from all of this, does not even want to get involved in any kind of investigation. It seems to me that he's kind of pointing the finger at himself. Also, former Clinton administration energy secretary, former congressman, and former governor of New Mexico, Bill Richardson's name has come up, and high-profile celebrity attorney Alan Dershowitz. Considering Bill Clinton's sexual history, information that the former president spent 2 days on Epstein's private Caribbean oasis of depravity is highly believable. There seemed little doubt that Epstein's staple of young girls were used to satisfy rich and powerful men. But to begin to hear some of the names brings life to this demented sexual odyssey. I don't think it should really be a surprise that the names of prominent, powerful men were involved with Epstein and Maxwell's service of providing underage girls for sex. Sex traffickers are known to bring underage girls for sex to the biggest sporting events, like the Super Bowl, because the number of powerful men that have the means and the connections to go to those events go, and they're there. Sex traffickers go where the market is. And the market for providing underage girls to rich, powerful men, connected men, is at places like the Super Bowl. I've always talked about this. Why isn't more done to expose and arrest the men who create this market? Could it be because powerful men who could take action are reluctant because many of them or their acquaintances have participated in sex with underage girls, or at the very least, understand the attraction? Could that be? Of course, we should continue to stalk and arrest sex traffickers, but I have always been alarmed by the lack of emphasis placed on the men who use their power, money, and influence to arrange sex with underage girls. Why isn't more done? I think the answer is obvious. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870, and this is Free for All Friday. Here is a text that says, Scoot, I appreciate your commentary. They replaced their names on their jerseys with social justice statements and Black Lives Matter on the court. No ability to escape. Thanks always. Well, that's true. There were some different names, different words on the backs of the Pelicans jerseys last night, and the Jazz as well. Zion had a piece on the back of his jersey. A couple of players had I'm a man on the back of their jerseys. Freedom and Listen to Us were a couple of the other things that I noticed on the back of jerseys. So, yeah, they did carry that into the game. And it's obvious that the NBA is going to not enforce that that NBA rule that players must stand for the national anthem during this time of social protest. And it seems like the NBA is really behind the social protest. Could that be because there are so many Black Americans who play the game and love the game? Could it be catering to the audience? Maybe so. But there are a lot of people who have, and we've touched on this on the show, but there are a lot of people have totally discredited Black Lives Matter because of those who have used Black Lives Matter for malicious intent to stir up trouble, to create problems. And while it's true that all lives matter, there was a time when blacks were not even considered a full human being, which is appalling to me. We also talked earlier this week with the memorial services last weekend for legendary congressman and activist John Lewis. I talked about how I played some songs from 1965. And I said, when these songs were popular on the radio, American law enforcement was literally beating black people who were protesting. And what were they protesting? For their right to vote, which they had because of a constitutional amendment. And they also had it because of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, passed the year earlier. But they still, in a lot of places, they still couldn't vote. So that's a lot of what the walk across the bridge in Selma, Alabama was all about. And John Lewis in his 20s was involved in that. So my point is, you can argue that slavery was a long time ago. And it was. But the mistreatment of blacks in this country was not that long ago. It is certainly within the focus of my generation. And so many, well, baby boomers know all about that. So it wasn't that long ago. And so that's why, you know, I'm okay. All lives matter, but I do understand the concept or the need for Black Lives Matter. In the same way that I understand the need for Miss Black America. There was a need for that at one point. Not so much today, but that was created out of necessity. Because essentially blacks were blocked from Miss America. And so they created Miss Black America. It's sad, but it's true. And so I don't know. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I can hear the words Black Lives Matter, and I can understand that all lives matter. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. All right, so last night, 80s night. I hope I am forgiven for what I did. I had fun. It was live on Instagram, Scoot on the Air. It still lives on IGTV, Instagram TV. It might even still be on Stories in the upper left-hand corner on my Instagram account. I hope I am forgiven for what I did. It was fun. A lot of fun. And this was the first song I danced to last night on 80s night. Anyway, I thank all of you who joined me last night. I thank all of you who shared it. And I thank all of you, especially those of you who danced with me. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We're coming back. This is WFUL. We're talking about the names that have been released in documents that were released late yesterday of those involved apparently in Jeffrey Epstein's thing, and Bill Clinton was among the names mentioned. For those of you who listen to this show, you know that I am very open-minded, and I tolerate a lot of things that I don't personally understand. But there are a couple of things that I have absolutely no tolerance for whatsoever. A couple of things that I think are just so appalling that more should be done about it. And one of those things is sex with underage girls. This is on every level unacceptable. And yet, yes, let's continue to focus on the sex traffickers, but let's start going after the men that create the market. These are rich, powerful men. And we're going to know some of their names here in New Orleans and around the country. We're going to know some of their names if we heard their names. And maybe if they were shamed, maybe if they were exposed, maybe people would be less likely to do that. Because I think that's just such an appalling human instinct, I guess you would say. It's wrong. From Abita Springs, Suzanne, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Good afternoon. So I just wanted to say that I'm just driving home from work, so I didn't know the list was out, and I'm listening to you on the radio in the car. I'm not going to go into detail, but this topic just really hits close to home for me and my family, and I feel the same way you do about this list and the names coming out. Do you think that any of these men are going to be prosecuted, or is the time, you know, too long where they can't be prosecuted? Has that come out yet, or...
No, and I don't know the answer to that question. I think there are more names that are going to come out. I mentioned a few of the names that have been mentioned so far. And it's really sad. It's not surprising to me because we know, Suzanne, that there are prominent men with power and connections that are the ones who are making a market for sex with underage girls. And it's so appalling and unacceptable that I think more should be done to expose the men who are involved in that, or the men who even empathize with it, because maybe they somehow understand the attraction of it.
Yeah, totally agree with you. And I hope they are prosecuted, because they need to be in jail for the rest of their lives.
Well, I agree. And you know, when you think about his past, when you think about all that came out, imagine all that did not come out about Bill Clinton. With all that has come out about Bill Clinton, it's hard to think that it's not possible that he might have been involved, and especially if there's testimony from one of the girls, information for one of the girls. I don't know if it was official testimony or not, but one of the girls is talking about how Bill Clinton was there on the island for 2 days. And it's like, you know, why are you going to the island if you're not going to do that? Oh, gee, I just thought we were going to hang out at the beach, you know, in the Caribbean. That's like saying, you know, if you go to a sushi bar with somebody who loves sushi, you know, you can assume that that person's eating sushi too. So it just seems to me that we should, you know, take very seriously anybody that was doing anything with Jeffrey Epstein.
I'm a Trump supporter, but I'm not like hardcore. I'm able to say, you know what, I don't agree with him when he does this, or I don't agree with him, you know, with everything that he says. And I don't believe in bashing, and I don't, you know, I don't want to seem like I'm doing that. But a lot of my friends that are, you know, Democrats, they say, oh, they've been saying, oh, Trump, you know, is pictures with Epstein. I'm like, well, let's wait for the list to come out. If I see anything that he had any involvement with this, then, you know what, I'm not going to be a Trump supporter anymore, but I don't want to speculate. But I hate to say it, I was expecting Bill Clinton. I wish there wasn't a list, and I wish this wasn't happening, you know, but I did.
Well, I wish it wouldn't have happened, too. But if it did happen, I think we should know the names. I think these people should be publicly shamed, if nothing else. And, you know, as far as the pictures of President Trump and Donald Trump with Jeffrey Epstein, I don't think you're guilty because you take a picture with somebody. I don't think you're guilty because you hang out with somebody. I've had no reason to believe that that President Trump was involved with Jeffrey Epstein and underage girls. I don't know. But I have no reason to believe that he was. So I leave that off the table until there's evidence about that.
Absolutely. And if I see it, then, you know, hey, he needs to be prosecuted, too. I'm not insinuating. I'm just saying what people make. Of course, everything is political, you know. But anyway, thank you for taking my call, Scoot.
Suzanne. I appreciate the call. Have a nice weekend. All right. From Algiers, Big Salami. You're on WWL. Hey, Big Salami. How are you? Hello, Big Salami. Okay. I guess he's gone. You know, I was going to tell him, please don't tell us how you got your name. You know, yesterday we had a guy call up and his nickname was Nipples. And I begged him, just please don't even tell us how you got that nickname. From New Orleans East, Ronald, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yes. How you doing, Scoot? Just three brief comments. This Black Lives Matter, I'm sick of it. What happened 400 years ago or 30 years ago, we have progressed past that. You got people today, these athletes is making millions, kneeling and acting crazy. You know, they're not victims. And the point is, the 4 or 5 kids killed in Chicago are victims. And then if you have a movement, they want to destroy your career. And all this kneeling, I'm sick of it. You kneel before God. And yesterday, when John Lewis was being eulogized and that flag was across his casket, I had tears in my eyes because I'm a retired officer. That flag and national anthem is a mainstay for all citizens. Yeah, we went through turmoil. We fought. You had blacks who fought for the Confederacy. You had the Buffalo Soldiers here that nobody ever talks about. You had the Tuskegee Airmen that did a great job for progression. And all these people kneeling haven't done nothing. Zilch. And lastly, I was a Drew Brees fan because he honored his grandparent and great-grandparent and they turned on him, his wife, and family like a pack of wolves because he didn't agree with them. And enough is enough. I guess in 2080, they'll still be talking about his systemic racism. Well, you have a black mayor, you have, you know, the council is predominantly black, but that's not enough. We have progressed past that.
Well, Ronald, I appreciate that you had a chance to express your opinion. I don't agree with everything that you say, but I appreciate that you had a chance to express your opinion. You know, I also think it's worth mentioning that President Trump was noticeably absent from John Lewis's funeral. George W. Bush was there. Bill Clinton was there. Barack Obama was there. Three former presidents. And I realize that they're not as busy as President Trump, because President Trump is president of the United States. But I just thought that was a very obnoxious statement to make. And when you combine that with so many other things that President Trump has said, leading you to believe that he is a certain way, it didn't help that he didn't go to the funeral of John Lewis. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, our mortgage financial talk and text line is 504-260-1870, 504-260-1870. I'm thinking about all the songs that you and I grew up with that dealt with young girls. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. You know, we can get through this. You know, we can. And we're going to get through it. We just got to, you know, stay as positive as we can. All right, from Harvey, Jen, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hello, Jen.
Good afternoon. Yes, how are you?
Good afternoon. I'm good.
Today is my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm very excited. I am 50 wonderful years old.
Cool. You feel good?
I feel great. I'm a member of the Black Lives Matter community. And I respectfully heard your caller and what he said, just a call ahead of me. And he's sick of it. And I want to know, from a black female's perspective, who was born in 1969, don't you think, sir, that we're sick of it? We're sick of being treated like second-class citizens in the United States of America. We just want equal. We just want what everybody else has. We don't think we're superior. We don't think we're better. We just want the same. That's it.
It's a fair point, Jen. Look, I appreciate your call. And do you have anything special planned for your birthday this weekend?
I'm going to Felipe's on Carrollton just for some social distancing drinking.
Okay.
And I'm gonna register 15 people to vote, 15 teenagers, 18 to vote.
Great.
So I'm going to go get voter registration cards and do that. That'll be my birthday present. And thank you, Scoop, for taking my call.
All right, Jan, thank you, and a very happy birthday. Here's a text that says that Trump was not invited to Lewis's funeral. Another text says John Lewis called President Trump every nasty and hateful name in the book. Yeah, you know, I guess the president's too sensitive to put any of that aside. I mean, look, I understand. I just thought it would have been a nice gesture if he had gone there. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.